separate living room, dining room, nice living room, the garden, of course, every room with its fireplace, dining room, fireplace, living room, fireplace. It had central heating, which was unusual. But of course, there wasn't any central heating in the living room or the dining room because those two rooms were covered places. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't want to waste central heating in your living room and dining room. There were four bedrooms and a maid's room upstairs, good sized bedroom. But there was a fireplace in the master bedroom, but so it wouldn't have central heating. There were the rooms that we would use, the living room, the dining room, the master bedroom. They all had fireplaces, so you couldn't waste money by putting central heating in places like that. Beautiful concept, isn't it? And it was a well-equipped, there was a large kitchen, and there was a maid's sitting room, and there was a butler's pantry, and you know, all this stuff. The kitchen had an Agatha cooker. I don't know if you've ever heard of an Agatha cooker, but it was a Swedish design and a beautiful piece of equipment designed to burn anthracite coal. Anthracite often had to get started once it starts. It heats with this great heat. And it had one of the features of the design was that the top of the stove was all enamel. It was nice cream enamel. There was no evidence of metal, of steel or iron any place. Now, you may wonder where the hot plates were for the pots and pans. There were hot plates there, but there were big sort of thick plates about 4 or 5 inches thick, which were all enameled on the upper surface. And those were insulating pads. It came down over the top of the steel. You didn't see the steel. When you wanted to cook something, you just lifted from these, and there it was, piping hot, ready to take your heat. It worked 24 hours a day. You only fueled it once a day. You had heat there. And the whole stove was insulated that same degree. You know, you retained your heat. And your oven was ready to cook, and the moment you open the door, and just the hot plates are ready to cook the moment you lifted one of these covers up. But that thing wasn't ready to prepare food for us. But when I eventually got it started, and I had one hell of a time, I went through all of the procedure that was described for starting an anthracite fire. It didn't seem to be much of any draft. Eventually, I got it started. How, I don't know. And we happened to go out because we had to go someplace. When we came, and all of the silver was fully furnished, and it had very nice cutlery, and it was all laid out. It had just come from the stores officer. He'd laid it out, dozen of this, dozen of that, dozen of that, dozen of that. And when we came back an hour and a half later, after that silver had been on that late time, the silver was black. It was as black as the ace of spades. And everything else that the silver was black. And none of that smoke or gas had been going up to chimney at all.